Welcome to the podcast. Here we explore ambition, well-being, and impact, and we dive deep under the surface level tactics so that you can build a freedom-focused business on your terms. Hi, I'm your host, Annalise Warne, an agency CEO, business strategist, and coach, as well as a wife and homeschooling, traveling mama of four little ones. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational business leaders, as well as practical marketing and leadership strategies that you can action right away. So let's get into it. Hello, welcome back to the show. Now we are in today, part two of a three-part series on automation. So last week we talked all about lead generation and automating your lead gen. Today we are talking about how to automate the next step. How do we automate the nurture sequence, that part between generating the lead and getting a sale? And next week, we are going to talk about automating sales and onboarding, which is my favorite thing to talk about in terms of automation. So today, though, let's talk about nurturing and what parts of this we can automate, because a lot of people think about nurturing as something that we do as a constant steady stream of things that we produce. So for example, we are doing the podcast and we're doing that every week, and it's something that we just have to continue to do over and over and over. Or in terms of social media content, the same thing. We're doing a social post a week or 10 a week or whatever that number is for us. And that's true. So those are things that we aren't talking about today. We're talking about things that we can set up, practices that we can set up that we can automate. So before we dive in, I want you to think about nurturing as communicating and building relationship with your audience, with the people that have just become aware of you. And what this is, what our content should look like, is the things that people should know and think and believe about you and your business in order to say yes to your offer. That is what we are communicating in this nurture period. That is the content. So for example, they need to know that you're an authority. They need to know that you have experience. They need to know that they can trust you. They need to know that you can get them the results that you say that you can get them. And so our content is going to show them those things, make those things true for them. So we do that by proving those things and showing them examples of those things and telling other people, allowing other people to tell stories about us. You know, and by showing we're an expert, by talking about our expertise, right? That is content. That is what it should be. And it's not just, we don't do that with one piece of content. There is not one post that can encapsulate everything that you need to move someone from just finding out about you to a sale. There can be something that probably gets them pretty close, but in most instances, people are going to need multiple touch points, multiple things in order to say yes to an offer. Last I heard, it was 16 touches, so 16, interactions for a buying decision. So I don't know if that is still accurate. I haven't looked at the data for a little while, but hopefully that gives you a little bit of an idea about what we're talking about here. So number one, the first, my favorite one that I recommend everybody start with is a welcome series email, email welcome series. So what this is that when somebody joins your email list, they automatically receive 6 emails that are spread out over maybe the period of 2 weeks that really warm them up and introduce what it is that you do, and make them feel part of the family. So that, you know, it's like you've met someone at a party, right? And you've just said, hi, you know, I'm Annalise. And then what does that conversation look like? How do you have a conversation with them where you both just determine, like, who you are, what it is that you do, what you like doing, what you're doing at the party, you know, a little bit, so that you just have that first interaction with someone and then you feel like you know them, you know who this person is. And so that is what the welcome series is. I like to do 5 or 6 emails depending on the product suite, the offer, or how they've come onto the email list, all of that, but at least 5. And then people join the main email list, but not before. I like to have people come through the welcome series first. When they leave the email series, when they finish that email series, then they join the big pool of email list where they get the podcast or they get whatever it is that you're doing. Because I don't want people who've just joined my email list to be getting sales emails outside of the welcome series. I don't want them to. I really want to take them on that journey. So this is the welcome series journey. We're walking up that mountain first, and then they're going to go maybe choose a different pathway to take. So if you're thinking about what the heck do I write in 6 emails, think about one aspect. You want to leave them wanting more with each email. So the first one is probably literally the first email that they get is probably what they've asked for. And so I like to have that email short and sharp, really direct with what it is. So for example, if they've opted in to receive our 7 system CEO framework, then that's what they get. They get an email that says, yeah, here's the thing that you requested. Thanks so much. Full stop. The next email that they're going to get is going to be more of a welcome, you know, introduction sort of email. The one after that might be more around or a combined, depending again on how many stories you've got to tell and how confident you feel and all of that. You want to talk about what it is that you actually do, because maybe people have just seen your PDF guide and they don't actually know that you're a coach or that you are a marketing agency, or they don't know what you do. So we want to include that. The next email might be some sort of backstory. It might be how you got here, the decisions that, you know, something that happened that made you arrive at this point. So that explains a little bit about where you've come from, your perspective about why you do or how you do what you do. The next one might be dive into a little bit more around the why or a turning point. So for example, if something happened in your life that really changed the course of what you were doing. So for example, in my time, I'm speaking like this because I'm trying not to give away my entire email sequence. You can join, actually. Do you know that you can do that? You can go and have a look at mine and reverse engineer it. So if you would like to view my welcome series, head on over to annaliesewarn.com/7systems. It's the number 7 systems. You'll get our 7 systems framework and you will get my email sequence, my welcome sequence. But you want to open up a bit here, and mine are actually really, really personal and talk about things that I've struggled with and something that happened that really changed the way that I did business and, you know, brought me back down again and stopped me from reaching burnout. And so maybe you have a story like that. Maybe you have something that's really personal that's around why you do what you do. Maybe there was some sort of turning point, and you get to decide how much you share with your audience. But getting real with people and telling stories is how we evoke emotion, and emotion is how we evoke connection and how we inspire action. So you want to include that to some capacity, whether you're a personal brand or not. You can talk about your story or the story of someone else that was the turning point. You also do want to talk about why you do what you do now. So maybe that might be included in the turning point email. Maybe it's a separate email. And you also want an email about how to actually work with you. Maybe you put some urgency in there, some bonuses around if they inquire now, they get a certain something else. And so that is what your email series, your welcome series, will do. It will bring people into your world, let them know what you do, why you do it, how you do it, and how to work with you. Now, if people haven't taken action from that email, from that welcome series, then that's fine. They're going to join your other email list and they're going to continue to receive incredible content and they might become a client. They might join another masterclass or a webinar or a bootcamp or something like that and become a client later on. But you can invite them straight into that with a welcome series. Some people offer a backdoor to their membership that isn't normally open. Some people offer a special deal. Totally the world like of that is your oyster. You get to decide. All right. So that's number one. That's the one we're really going to spend the most time on because I love it and it's really powerful and I gain a lot of consultations from my welcome series. So it's something to really think about how you might add into what you're doing. Number two is whenever people join your email list, we want to tag them. We want to tag them based on what they have come in from. So for me, maybe they've come in for something that's marketing related. Maybe though, it's something they've come in for that is agency related because we help people build agencies. And so I am going to send different content to people who are just getting started, to people who are building agencies, who are not just getting started, who've already built a business and they need more help with the structure and the systems, not necessarily the marketing side of things. And so you really want to tag people based on what they're incoming in on. And then you get to send them other things that relate to what they want. Now, you can build all of this out at the start, but you don't build, you can set up the tags now. And you can automate different pathways for people to take at different times. So, for example, if you have someone that's interested in marketing, you might have maybe four different sort of sequences, email sequences related to marketing. So if you have a membership that is about marketing, then and hopefully this is broad enough that you can apply this to whatever it is you're doing. So change the word marketing for whatever your thing is. So if you have a marketing membership, maybe you've got four different email sequences that talk about different stories or talk about different results or come at this from different angles that sell this membership from different angles, but they're all related to marketing. Then you might already have those set up and you send those to your list quarterly. So every once a quarter, you send one of those email sequences out to anyone who's tagged marketing so that they're going on this journey around marketing. Maybe it's a challenge around marketing. Maybe it's a, maybe it's a trends. Maybe it's a bit of a social media audit for themselves, but they're going on a little journey with you, like a 5-part journey with you via email that you've already written. So you can set all of these up in advance to go out to anyone who's tagged marketing, or you can just make sure that you're tagging them and you then, based on what you feel like you want to do any given month or any given quarter, decide what you're going to do with people tagged marketing or people tagged agency or whatever it is for you. So really think about future-proofing your list. And whenever you create something, make sure that you're using your CRM system to its capacity in terms of helping you to organize things and getting the data that you want. So our software, Freeceo, which you can look at freeceo.tech, is an incredible all-in-one marketing, sales, and automation software that builds this in. This is like literally the only marketing software that you would need, that anyone would need. But all of the things that I'm talking about here, you can do on different systems. So what you are using now may be able to do what I'm talking about. It may not. You can always ask their support, or you can consider an all-in-one tool like Freeceo. But don't think that these things can only be done there, because that is not the case. I do think it's the easiest place to do it, and I do know that it's an all-in-one and many and not actually all-in-one. But what you use to do these things is up to you. The point is that automation is an incredible tool that you can use to build your business and make your life easier and serve your clients better. And so these are great ways that you can do that. All right. Number three, you can automate SMSs, similar to what I just spoke about. Again, based on the tags that you have or other content that you're putting out there. So if you want to be able to reach people in a way that is automatic, that is really, really, really highly likely to get their attention and actually be read, SMS is an incredible way to do that. And with FreeSEO and with some other softwares, you can include that software, text-based automation, into what you're doing. So this, I love this. We have a text community that I founded last year, I think. And it's such a great way to get things directly to people, whether that is just part of your process that you're announcing that your latest podcast is there, or whether you want to post your social media posts the same and you put them in SMS so that your people who want to hear from you, make sure that they want to hear from you, remember. They get that content. So think about how you can use SMS in your nurture sequence and know that you can automate it. It's not something that you have to do manually. It's not something that you have to do whenever you just want to send the text. You can create full automation-based campaigns around SMS, and it's super, super, super powerful. You can annoy people easily like this though, so you don't want to overdo it, but we do want to think about how we can use SMS, particularly for things like running events, letting people know that your event is live now or soon, or that, you know, you're just about to start, something like that, or that, yes, there's a new podcast release, or you just really want to communicate something and inspire them and uplift them, then it's a really great tool. Okay, number four is similar to what we talked about when I talked about the different journeys that people go on, but you can create an opt-in for these. So rather than just go, okay, I want to send out this marketing challenge to anyone tagged marketing, you can create that as an opt-in so that you can invite them into that conversation. So saying, okay, if anyone who wants to be a part of this marketing challenge, or anyone who wants to learn more about how you can leverage podcasting or whatever it is, then click here for this, for our free mini series on X. And again, all of this is automated. You can have this on rinse and repeat. You can put this offer out multiple times a year as you're building your email list, because some people won't want to do it sometimes. Your email list is going to grow. People are going to change. It's going to be this revolving door. So don't think that it's just a one and done. Whenever we build series like this with a specific call to action, we remember that you can continue to utilize these things. If you build it into an automation tool, you just have it there as something that you can turn on and off or invite people into whenever you choose as a part of your broader marketing strategy. So it's really great to have these things built out so that you can have launches in your business without having to go live all the time. You can have these things where you point people towards your membership or your course or your coaching, whatever it is. And when you decide to turn that on, it's automated. It's just a one and done. You turn it on, the emails go out, the sales can come in. You get to choose, because sometimes we get caught in the live launch mentality when we think that that's the only way to launch. And it is an incredible way to launch, but we don't always want to launch that way, right? Maybe we want to go on the holidays with our family. Maybe we don't want to, you know, maybe we get sick the week that we think that we're going to launch. We want to have other tools in our tool belt that we can pull out and use whenever we feel like we need a cash injection in our business. And this is one of them. Okay. Talking about opting in, let's talk about opting out. So this is number five. Opting out is an incredible automation tool. So hear me out. If we want to sell something, and potentially we have a live launch coming up, or we're in the middle of a live launch, maybe our whole list is getting, you know, an email or two emails a day about this product. But if they're not interested in the product or the offer or the service, whatever it is, then we want to give them the opportunity to opt out of receiving the sales emails without opting out of everything. We don't want them to disappear off our email list just because they don't want to, you know, join our latest membership or something like that. So having this tool, having this as an option is really great. And I do this all the time. There are certain people, maybe five different people that I'm on the email list for that I love their emails and I read them all of the time. They are either peers or mentors. But whenever they're selling something, I typically don't want to receive all of the sales emails. So when they give me the opportunity to opt out, it just makes me so happy because I don't want to have to filter out my inbox every, you know, twice a day in their launch period. And I don't want to buy, and I don't want to stop receiving their emails. And so remember that, as I know how I feel as a consumer. And sometimes we need to think about that and really think about how our consumers, our customers, our audience feels, and give them what we would want in that same scenario. So opting out of specific emails without opting out of everything. Again, we base this out on tags and automation is a really great thing to utilize. Okay. Another one, number six, is scheduling our emails. Now, I know that this seems really obvious, but for example, if you bulk produce your podcast or you have your newsletter and you're going away, you don't want to email all the time. For example, we are going to Asia for 2 months next year. I am not going to be recording the podcast during that time. I'm going to pre-record it. I'm going to pre-write all of my emails and I'm going to schedule them out. Now, the great thing about having powerful CRM is that these scheduled emails go to the dynamic list, which means that if I send my podcast out to anyone who's tagged with our marketing tag, then if I do that now, today, some software will send it out to anyone tagged marketing from today. But even if I'm sending that email next week, it won't send it to marketing, people tagged marketing between now and next week. So you get to choose. You want a software where you get to choose. So for example, if I schedule all of my emails, my podcasts now for the next month, as people join my email list, I want them to receive it as well. I want my emails to go to the dynamic list of people with that tag. The same goes is I don't want it to go to people that unsubscribe in that time. But potentially, I only want the emails to go in another scenario. Maybe you only want people to get a certain email that have subscribed and you don't want people between now and then to get it. Then you want to have that option. So a software that has the ability to schedule emails to a dynamic list is a really great feature to look for. All right, number seven, the last one for nurturing automation is, of course, scheduling content. The great thing about Phreesio and other software where this is all in one, then, is that we can bulk produce and batch our content. For so many of us, this is something that we kind of hold back on. A lot of my clients don't want to bulk produce content, but a lot of my peers do bulk produce content. So what does that mean? It means that some people are producing things on the fly, and that is either all they make time for or is what feels good. But typically that comes with less amount of strategy, right? When we are more strategic around when we're launching and what we're launching, and we have our set product suite, then we kind of know what content we want to be talking about at what time. Because remember, our content is what we want to know, what that our audience need to know and think and believe about us to say yes to our offer. So if that's the case, then what do they need to know and think and believe to say yes to your membership? Great. Well, in the lead up to your membership being open, that is the content that you need to be doing. So ideally, we do know what content we are doing at least 3 months out. We want to be working from a 90-day plan to really optimize our results. We want to work at least know our launches up to that time. Hopefully for the year, we know our launches, we know our, you know, seasonality and what we want to be opening the doors to and all of that ahead of time. So if you've done that, then you can schedule your content. You can batch create your content, which is a lot faster than just doing one at a time. When you write all of your content at one time and then you record it all at one time, or you know, whatever that is for you, because maybe you're writing, not recording, and then you actually publish it or get it edited or schedule it. What, again, that process is going to look a little bit different for all of us depending on size of team and what we're producing, but bulk producing your content is going to mean that you are free to focus more on the sales part, on the visibility part, on the things that only you can do that is time sensitive. So that is how we can automate the middle part of our funnel, the nurture part of our marketing sequence, of our buyer journey, whatever you want to call it. This is how we get people to know and like and trust us, and the ways that we can do this with automation. So stay tuned for next week when we have part 3 of how we sell once we have done this process again, all with automation. So I'll see you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. 2 things before you go. If you have loved this episode, please grab your phone to subscribe and review the show. And if you are ready to make a power move in your business, book a free strategy call with me, and you will walk away with a 3-step action plan and a new fire in your belly. Book your call at annaleesewarn.com/consult. The link is in the show notes. Have a fabulous week.